I love these meets so much because I think the first race of a meet is always the most nerve-wracking, and to do it on a relay is always just so much fun because you're surrounded with your teammates and the energy is just so great in the finals room. So it's great to get that first really nerve-wracking swim out of the way on a relay, and I think to come away with the bronze, I think we're all really happy with that.
So Margo, was, you know, obviously the whole thing with this morning being confused about the relay, but then being able to come back tonight, what was it like for you when you found out that you were going to be able to swim in the final?
It was definitely an honor, something that I've been looking forward to for a long time, and it was fun to finally be able to race with the best of our country.
And you're in this final, you know, you had a great race with the Netherlands, and Sweden was over there too. So what was going through your mind through your race? Talk this through your strategy.
For tonight, is that your just racing, really. I don't know. I was just trying to gain some experience, I guess, finals at a big meet like this.
Any nerves at all, knowing that this was, you know, for medals and for everything?
Yeah, definitely some nerves going on.
Well, thanks, Margo.
All right, thank you.
I don't really know. I think it was a pretty exciting relay, and we did as best as we could for Team USA, and hopefully that'll set us up for really great races for the rest of the meet.
Yeah, and I think the best thing about America is that we have a lot of depth, so that's also why we don't know like who's necessarily going to be on the relays yet, but no matter who it is, it's still going to be a really fast relay.
Talk about what's the conversation on the four of you when you're, you know, getting out there to get yourselves motivated.
We're listening to music, and then when they were about to introduce us, we got together. We're like, let's have fun. Let's just leave it all in the pool, all that good stuff.
And Simone, obviously, you know, as the anchor, which you've done before, talk about, you know, you said earlier that you were, you know, you just wanted to be able to try and pass somebody. Also, you know, having Australia so far ahead, you know, was that also a motivator, maybe that, you know, catch them as well?
Yeah, I think it kind of was a motivator, but I think you can kind of only focus on what you can really deal with, and I don't think I really was going to catch Kate, but I just tried to go out there and swim as fast as I could, and I was really happy with, I don't really know how fast I went, but I was really happy with what I could accomplish in that leg for Team USA.
Did it feel fast as you were going through it?
Sometimes you don't necessarily feel fast, but you're actually going fast, so I don't really know, but altogether it was a good race.
What is it like for you to start off a meet with a relay instead of having an individual event to feel things out?
Yeah, that was something that I was really nervous about, kind of watching everybody else swim this morning, and usually I'm swimming the 100 free. Usually at Nationals it's the first event of the meet, so it was kind of weird, I think, for me to swim just for finals, but I got a lot of adrenaline from the crowd and from these girls, and I knew that we were going to put together a good race, so I just tried to go out there and swim as fast as I could.
How competitive has it got? I mean, is the world getting more competitive, you feel like?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, people are in non-textile suits and swimming really fast and breaking world records, so definitely swimming is getting faster and more competitive, and that's really exciting because everyone is improving.